From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. He's worked with some of the biggest names in Hollywood, Russell Crowe, Denzel Washington, Jodie Foster, but you probably don't even know how to pronounce his name. Well, since you're likely to be seeing it on more and more marquees, here's a little tutorial. Chiwetel Ejiofor. One more time. Chiwetel Ejiofor. Now, as acting goes, he has been very hard to typecast. He's played an immigrant doctor in Dirty Pretty Things, a transvestite in Kinky Boots, a Brooklyn cop in Inside Man, and a Harlem drug dealer in American Gangster, not to mention Othello on the London stage. His latest role is a jujitsu teacher in David Mamet's new movie, Red Belt.
The hands are not the issue. The fight is the issue. The battle is the issue. Who imposes the terms of the battle will impose the terms of the peace. You think he has a handicap? No. The other guy has a handicap. If he cannot control himself, you control yourself, you control him.
When Ejiofor's principled character runs into money trouble, he's forced to choose between his martial arts school and his strict ethical code. Chiwetel Ejiofor recently dropped by our Washington, D.C. studio. I asked him about jiu-jitsu. He says it's as much about how you live as how you fight.
It's a submission contest, which means that there's no time limit. So it can last for as long as it lasts, which means that you have to have a lot of strength and a lot of stamina. But I think the philosophy in many ways is kind of based around a sense of morality, of a good style of living, of approaching life in a certain way, and with that, to have a non-clouded conscience or morality, in many ways, you then approach a fight with a clear mind.
And we're talking about Brazilian jiu-jitsu, which, yeah, for the uninitiated, perhaps you could just explain exactly what that is.
Well, Brazilian jiu-jitsu is an extension of a sort of judo form. It's a grappling, wrestling, and it becomes a kind of body chess game where, you know, you have certain locks and positions that you get your opponent in, and it's the end result is one of submission, because, you know, the move and the lock you have your opponent in is unbearable, and used any greater would cause serious harm. But really what's happening is a real psychological mind play with two very physically fit athletes that are attempting to outmaneuver each other in very, very subtle ways. Even being still, you know, sometimes watching a jiu-jitsu bout, you'd be forgiven for thinking everybody is frozen and wondering why they're pouring with sweat. Because even standing still and waiting for the moment to then apply a move is incredibly strenuous.
Now, you play Mike Terry. He's a jiu-jitsu master. There is this move where he climbs up a wall and does a backflip and twists like a cat almost, and coming back over the flip side, backside of his opponent. Was that you?
Well, I mean, what I'll say is, you know, I did, you know, 99.99% of my stunts.
You didn't answer the question. and you're not going to answer the question. Now, I want to ask you about the dialogue in this film. David Mamet's dialogue is so precise. There's a certain rhythm to it. It's almost like a jazz composition. And before we go on, it might be helpful just to hear a bit of this.
Joe still inside?
No, he just left.
Left?
Yeah. Maybe he went to the club.
And what happened to the window?
Isn't he on at the club?
That's funny.
Weren't you going to the mountains?
Why would he go to the club?
Isn't he working tonight?
Club? No. No, no, no. He hasn't worked at the club in months. Listen, I have to tell him something. Okay? Tell him?
Why?
Why what?
Why hasn't he been working then?
Yeah, no. Listen, I gotta get home.
Almost sounds like a who's on first conversation there. This is Mike Terry actually speaking to the wife of one of the students.
Yeah,
in his studio. When you're working with David Mamet's dialogue, which has this very precise cadence to it, is it difficult or limiting for you as an actor? Because if you vary from that, it takes away the very thing that makes it Mamet.
I find it exciting and very natural as well.
Natural?
Yeah.
Because it doesn't sound natural.
Sure, but it's to a large degree, it's the way people speak. You know, when they're trying to communicate complicated ideas to each other or trying to hide something or whatever, you know, then suddenly, especially if there's something that is trying to be discussed that is in a slightly more clandestine manner, people's cadences become very erratic and the way they talk becomes very complex. And it's that David is sort of listening to and in that sequence sort of tuning into.
Almost like the psychological sparring in jiu-jitsu.
Sure, that could be an analogy, yeah.
In addition to this film, you also were preparing to play Othello.
Yeah.
On stage. What's more challenging as an actor, the physical demands of a role like this or the sort of psychological and internal demands of a role like Othello on the stage?
Well, in a strange way, they sort of, you know, lent into each other. You know, I did this film, and it taught me a lot about stamina and endurance. And, you know, it was a tough shoot in the sense that we did do a lot of the fight scenes midway through the shoot, which meant that the last few weeks of shooting were quite tiring. And there was a lot to be... there's a lot to be said for the ability to conserve energy, and that became very important as we started to end the shoot. And going into Othello, that is also very important. You know, the plays aren't really designed to be performed as many times as we were doing them. You know, 8 shows a week, so, you know, I mean, Shakespeare would have laughed because it's just not designed for that. So it became very important to be able to conserve energy, you know, in a very serious way. And so some of what I learned actually doing Red Belt was very useful when it came to doing Othello.
It sounds like you're still practicing.
Well, no, I'm not. I loved it. You know, I did. I thought it was just an amazing thing to get involved in. But as an actor, I should say, really, I feel that, you know, once if you approach something for a specific role, then it's sort of important as well as anything to let it go as well. And so I did.
Chiwetel Ejiofor, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Chiwetel Ejiofor stars in Red Belt, a new movie written and directed by David Mamet. It opens in theaters nationwide this Friday.